Here begins Fireman Sam, Competition in Danger, narrated by Ian Hughes for Saga Egmont. This year, thanks to Hannah's huge pumpkin, the kids are sure they will win the giant vegetable competition. She must admit she used all of her father's Mega Grow 2000 fertilizer to accomplish it, but the result is still impressive. The challenge now is to transport the gigantic pumpkin to Pontypandy Park, where the competition takes place. With difficulty, James, Sarah and Mandy begin to roll the pumpkin. It's going to be a long road. We need to find a faster way to transport our super gourd, otherwise the competition will be over long before we arrive. Norman stops to think for a moment and spots a handcart in the garden. A few minutes later, the children have made a very practical and significantly faster vehicle. But still, poor James struggles to pull the giant pumpkin to the top of the hill. It's so heavy. "It's fine now, James. We've reached the top of the hill," Norman yells ahead. "Stop!"
"He can't hear us," Hannah says. "We are too far away." "Oh, no, he has started to go down the hill on the other side," Hannah says anxiously.
Meanwhile, at the fire station, Station Officer Steele is feeling out of sorts. He has lost James and Sarah's guinea pig. The children entrusted him to care for their pet while they prepared for the competition, but the guinea pig took the opportunity to run away. The firefighter has looked everywhere, but has had no luck finding it.
"We will help you find it," says Sam, who knows how to establish a team for any emergency.
"Oh, thank you, Sam," Officer Steele says, "and besides, it must be hungry."
"Hungry? I have a small idea where it might be," Sam says. Fireman Sam is right. It looks like the guinea pig has found the perfect place to eat for free.
"A mysterious little rascal nibbled my most beautiful leek," Mike Flood sighs.
"Our man, well, our pig, well, I mean, our rodent must be around," Sam says.
"Oh no, someone has stolen my cabbages." Now, Joe.